don't you think there are too many rules and regulations nowadays? It started with keep off the grass and no ball games allowed. But there are ever more and more rules and regulations about everything. For instance, how about this one? When you blow your nose, you will use a handkerchief. Use a clean handkerchief. Use an unfolded clean handkerchief. Unfold it, then place it against your nose, breathe in deeply, then exhale rigorously. Do not make too much noise. Do not do it in someone's face. Do it discreetly, facing away from the nearest person. Put your handkerchief back in your pocket, say excuse me to anyone inconvenienced, and remember to wash the handkerchief afterwards. Don't you think we'd be better off with less rules and regulations? Jesus had the same problem with the Pharisees in the Bible. They were very good, decent, well-behaved people, but they were so legalistic and rigid and obsessed with rules and regulations. For example, the Bible said, keep the Sabbath holy. That wasn't enough for them. They took it further, thinking along these lines. Keep the Sabbath as a holy day. How do we do that? Do not work. What is work? Travel's a sort of work. How far can we travel before it's work? 200 yards. Or again, work is doing farm work. What kind of farm work? Harvesting? What counts as harvesting? Picking grains of corn as you walk by? Or work is healing the sick? If you fell and skinned your knee so it was bleeding, could you put on a sticking plaster? The Pharisees' answer was, you can stop it getting worse, but you cannot make it any better. Jesus said, get a life. He and his disciples went for a Sabbath walk. They picked some ears of corn, and he healed a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. Legalism, rules and regulations still abound today. And Jesus still says today, get a life. Use your common sense.